Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting. In the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse, we should see mostly cloudy skies this afternoon with a high near 13 degrees, wind chill values as low as 7 below, plus 3 with gusts as high as 24 miles per hour from the north. Tonight mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming clear with a low around 3 below, wind chill values as low as 13 below. Friday, snow likely mainly after 5 p.m., partly sunny with a high near 32, wind chill values as low as 14 below. Breezy with a south wind gust as high as 37 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is 60%. New snow accumulation of less than half of an inch is possible. And in the news for today, the state and Vernon County have moved out of the critically high COVID category, with both now rated very high. The state, as of February 16th, had a seven-day average of 1,629 new cases per day for an 8.9% positivity rate. On February 14th, the seven-day average dipped below 2,000 for the first time since November 2nd, 2021. A total of 11,654 COVID deaths were confirmed in Wisconsin as of February 16th. A proposed amendment to the Wisconsin Constitution determining cash bail bonds passed in the Assembly on Tuesday by a vote of 70-21, with 13 Democratic representatives joining with the Republicans who crafted the amendment. That, according to a report from the Wisconsin Examiner. In November, the state reeled from what became known as the Waukesha Christmas Parade tragedy when a car plowed into the annual parade, killing 6 people and injuring more than 60. Police arrested 39-year-old Daryl Brooks Jr., a black man who was believed to have acted alone. A couple of weeks earlier, Brooks was released on $1,000 bail after being arrested on domestic violence charges, and police have alleged that he plowed into the parade just after another domestic violence incident. Republican legislators quickly began calling for harsher bail standards, and while bills are circulating that would set a higher minimum monetary cost for bail in certain situations, the Republican-led legislature took a different approach. Going the constitutional route dodges the veto power Governor Tony Evers has over most legislation. The amendment raised immediate concerns from criminal justice advocates and lawyers for eliminating the long-held requirement that bail only to be set to assure a person's appearance in court. Instead, the amendment allows a court also to consider a person's past criminal record when setting monetary bail. The court would also be able to consider the need to protect members of the community from serious harm or prevent the intimidation of witnesses, the amendment reads. With one out of every 36 black residents being incarcerated in a state prison, Wisconsin leads the nation in mass incarceration of African Americans. In 2019, 40% of Wisconsin state prison population was black, despite only representing 6% of the state's population. Latino residents, who comprise 7% of the state's population, made up about 8% of the prison population, according to a report by the Sentencing Project. Groups like EXPO, Ex-Incarcerated People Organizing, are already mobilizing their own responses, not only to the constitutional amendment, but also to proposed bills that would set mandatory minimum bails of no less than $10,000 for people with prior felonies or violent misdemeanors. In a press release, the group stressed that, quote, a majority of people this will impact will not be able to afford the cash bail amount. This will exponentially increase the population incarcerated prior to a verdict that otherwise would have not been there. Additionally, the courts are behind an estimated 3 to 4 years, which would mean that people could be incarcerated longer than the sentence they would receive if found guilty, and that many more innocent people will be incarcerated for not having funds due to a floor for an extensive amount of time. Again, information for this report comes by permission from the Wisconsin Examiner. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.